Now, it won't make things better, but it'll help. It's a song from Insane Times on 95BFM.
I'm a victim of the electronic age.
Good morning, Karen. My song from Insane Times today is a recent number from Canada, a country that's home to many fine modern gothic artists like Alice Glass, Alexis Munro, and Purity Ring. Today's song is from a three-piece band called Elita, E-L-I-T-A. And what's interesting about this outfit is that they're using guitar and bass and sampled drums, traditional sounds, in a DIY way to make a sound that's all their own, and is easily as good as any purely electronic beats. The closest thing I can think of is Kim Gordon's current sound, but on a much smaller budget. Elita started out making sexy bedroom indie jangle pop, but singer Emma Harvey soon started making up twisted little stories of demons and mayhem, a bit like Melora Krieger's work with Rasputina. And Elita became what I'm going to call the Mazzy Star of black metal, presenting metal themes and riffs in a soft, seductive way. Their 2023 album Desania is a masterpiece of this role-reversing style. On last year's follow-up Hell Hill, Elita upped the tempo and gave us a collection of shoegaze dance tracks. In Hell Hill's songs, Harvey is taking on the band's male audience, her online experience as a woman, and she's creating a DIY version of the modern internet celebrity. I had a hard time picking a track from Hell Hill because there's so many of them and so many different facets to its originality. I ended up choosing this track for its guitar solo, which is either by Harvey's boyfriend, Tim Rypien, or the band's third member, Johnny Crank. The solo's in a style that's not a million miles from something you might hear on an obscure Flying Nun album from the 1980s. The song is called Planet Paparazzi.
Stop.
That was a song from Insane Times on 95 BFM.